aroused. Is it funny if I say I have a boner?
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
Get it? Skeletor, boner?
Because he's Skeletor.
Is it a flesh boner? What happened to his face? Dude, what happened to his face, dude?
The newer cartoons actually explained it.
Yeah.
And that was horrible.
But I mean, no, I thought it was okay.
On to the news.
Current Zero News Flash.
Just introduce, I'm Merc. Do you want it? I don't care.
Nah, he's Merc.
All right. I'm Merc and I'm doing the news. DC has launched their new talent development workshops for artists and writers. There's very little information on it so far, and I'm both excited and...
trepidatious?
That's a good word. Totally.
Thank you.
Totally trepidatious, bro.
Basically, you apply to be part of this. They go through everyone who applies, and if you get in, you go to these workshops in September, like working with DC artists, applying your craft, and going. It's a pretty intensive workshop, apparently. And then you come out of it, and you're not guaranteed a job or anything, but it's basically you can possibly get a job out of it. Which sounds interesting and somewhat promising, but at the same time, the one thing that popped into my head. I saw a couple friends that were posting, they're like, oh, this is a really cool opportunity. And I thought, does this mean I apply, and then, like, you got chosen, you get to go to the workshop. It's $1,000 for the workshop, and then I get to pay to go to a workshop, and then it's done, and then I don't have a job. And they're like, thanks for the money, buy our comics.
My question is, do you know which DC artists you're workshopping with?
I'm pretty sure Jim Lee was mentioned as being part of it.
Yeah, he shows up on the first day.
Yeah.
He shows up in a monitor. I'd like to introduce you to my friend, Mr. Black. Nice. I've been waiting 63 episodes to make a Mr. Black joke.
Well, podcast is over, guys.
We're done.
Bye.
Valiant Comics announced that they're doing they're jumping into film. And they're doing a Bloodshot film. With Sony, that's coming out in 2017. It's coming out next year. And I didn't catch the date, but they're also doing a Harbinger movie. And they're set to do parts 1 and parts 2 of both of those movies. So that's 4 movies, plus followed up with another movie that's the Harbinger Wars. So they've...
Yeah, and that'll feature Madman.
They have no movies... done, but they have 5 in the works.
That's pretty ambitious. It's every studio now is doing like the big shared universe before they have anything.
Yeah.
Why do one movie when you could do several?
Yeah. Never mind the fact that like you make plans for 5 movies and you don't even know if the first one's gonna work out.
Well, exactly.
Sounds
good. Can't wait.
You know what? It might be good.
You're angling for a job in Hollywood.
I haven't read either of those books, so I don't really...
I've heard good things about Batman comics these days, but I just have not read any of them at all.
2 other little bits of news that have popped up. One of them, this being a possible rumor, it's not really confirmed, nobody really knows what's going on as of yet, a possible Captain Britain TV show.
Right.
How it's working, with who, and nobody really has any idea. It was Keira McAvoy, who's a Scottish artist and who has been linked with Marvel before... doing like movie posters and things like that. She did a couple of tweets in the past few weeks saying like, who's going to play Captain Britain? Okay. And then linking, I can't give out anything yet, but the producer that I'm linked with is going to, announce stuff soon. So it's but nobody from Marvel, I don't think, has officially come out and said anything. So
it seems like there'd be some sort of a NDA kind of a situation if you had something in development.
Yeah.
Where maybe you shouldn't talk about it until they're
Well, sometimes, like James Gunn, when he's working on the movie, he'll post little things here and there. But it's always in concurrent with Marvel saying something as well. And so it's like, yes, this is what we're doing, or, you know, they've at least hinted at this possible project. So
yeah, kind of a grand soul right now, situation, nothing. I would say, but yeah. That would be cool.
That would be super cool. That would open up a whole different thing of, one, going international, and you've got...
Yeah, something not in New York.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you're doing... He's kind of one of those science and magical characters. Mm-hmm. Like, it's both... You're opening up the whole magic side of Avalon and whatever, multiple worlds. If they go that direction, you could go 100 different directions with that, but...
Right.
There is, of course, Betsy Braddock, but that's not owned by them, so they wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they wouldn't worry about that.
No.
There's so much Captain Britain stuff, you don't need to
deal
with his baby sis.
No, exactly. And in the last bit, and I'm super, super excited about this, Bill Sienkiewicz, who is one of my favorite artists of all time, he, in the mid-80s, did a famous run on New Mutants, which was beautifully done, just gorgeous work, really kind of broke the mold of a lot of comics, and it was him, Chris Claremont was writing, and Bill Sienkiewicz was doing the art. IDW has just announced that they are putting out, like, a special collection of,
it was like a, of like his entire artist, run. A select artist version or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, select
like,
artist, and it's like limited to 999 copies. It's going to be signed by Sienkiewicz, and it runs, it's the issues 18 to 31, what did we say? It was like 300-something pages, 320 pages, yes, something like that. So it's a pretty massive tome, but it's limited numbers. I tried to buy it right away, but it's not on the IDW site. So I was like just waiting and refresh. Come on, where is it? And so Chuck, every day, I guess.
Going to come back here in a couple of weeks. You've got like a long beard, and you're just like wasting away in front of your computer, clicking that button.
Need to get coffee.
Welcome to the warm-up!
Welcome to the cool-down. This episode we just play some jazz.
Yeah.
Smoke weed.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. Originally I was thinking like it was a recess, talking in the schoolyard kind of a thing, just like, what if, you know what I mean? Just what if talking like dumb kids. My question is... Except, but more grown up and mature, of course. So, it's not at all... Yeah, no, not on this show. So not at all, what comic universe would you want to live in if you could live in a comic universe? But no, instead, which comic universe of all the comic universes would be the best to live in, best for the normal, the average human being? Not a superhero, not anybody with natural gifts or powers, just as a regular person.
Well,
pros and cons... Factor all that in, because there's going to be cons, there's going to be pros.
Like, if you're living in Marvel Universe, are you living in New York, or are you living where you live?
It's a good point. I you know what I mean?
I guess you, like...
Overall. Like,
overall,
what,
I guess.
What's best for humanity, I guess?
Everybody. Yeah, yeah.
Not just you, but everybody.
So there's, like, big scientific strives in most of these places, but there's also supervillains.
Yes. And it's not even just Marvel and DC. It's literally any comic universe.
Yeah. Bone.
So it's a question that requires...
The Bone Universe.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, okay.
Although there's, like, evil things in the forest.
Well, of course there is.
Yeah, but there's also dragons.
It's pros and cons. If there's big pros, there's big cons. I mean, like, it's got to average out. Because every universe has its problems. So elaborate if you want to elaborate.
Every universe
What about Candy Universe?
Beer Universe. Beerverse.
Is that in comics?
I love beer.
Is that in comics?
Tears of Joy. Tears of a Clown.
I'm looking back at my...
Asgard seems pretty sweet.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, yeah. Just go to Valhalla, sing about some stuff that happened.
Is that the Valhalla Inn?
Yeah.
Go there.
They seem to, you know, they have parties a lot. I mean, there's wars and stuff. Ragnarok will happen about 17 times, but it seems like they always come back.
Everyone seems really, like, they're cheerful.
Yeah.
There's nobody who's, like, you know, a shitty account manager That doesn't exist in Asgard.
Well, I mean, they have big mythological things, and, like, you have, like, Odin being a complete dickbag half the time.
Yeah.
But, and a complete dickbag, yeah. Not just partial one. But you know what? It seems like there's bag. Redemption. There's forgiveness, you know what I mean? And people can come back from stuff, and it feels like, you know what I mean? It's everything's bigger and more explosive in a way, but it's...
Yeah.
You get second chances. It's nice.
For sheer safety... Like, in terms of a human population that doesn't have powers.
Pillowverse?
Pillowverse, yeah. The Marvel Noir universe. There's, like, four people with powers.
Yeah.
Like, really, there's not really a lot of supervillains.
Plus, there's Puck. You can just hang out with Puck.
Sure.
I would love to. But that's amazing.
But a gritty Puck.
Ah, Puck it.
So, I have one that I wanted to... This is my thought. I thought about it. I'm like, I want to do this. Dragon Ball.
Okay.
Which might sound terrible, because there's a lot of worlds exploding.
Yeah, but there's no consequences.
No, exactly. That's kind of the main thing, is that terrible things happen in any, you know, regular universes. I mean, any comic book universe, people don't stay dead. But in theirs, most of the people who've died in horrible situations got wished back. Aside from, like, some situations, but usually they come back, which is good.
But not the regular humans.
No, they do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Okay.
They'll often, like, wish, like, bring back everyone who died in this situation. Because I killed him on Vegeta. Yeah, that'll happen. Also, you may not have superpowers, because you're just a regular human being, but if you train hard enough, even as a regular human being, you can fucking fly! You can be super strong and fly. You're not, like, you know, Goku strong, but you know what? You can be a solid Krillin if you try hard enough. And plus, that's not bad.
Plus, you can carry a motorcycle in your pocket.
That's true. Exactly! Technology. It's incredible.
They got rid of the... Like, there's no homeless problem.
No, exactly.
Everyone has a house in their pocket.
Exactly. I got bikes in my pocket and I don't know what to do.
Throw that capsule. You got yourself a house. It's kind of a weird domey house, but it looks awesome.
Yeah, it's like an Earthship.
Yeah. Potentially the most... to me, anyway, dinosaurs exist at the same time. There's still dinosaurs running around. However... They stay safely in a little wasteland area, and they don't seem to bother the cities at all. So you get the coolness of there being dinosaurs around without there being any danger of getting killed by one.
Okay, downside.
Yeah.
You are apparently ruled by a monarchy, the head of which is a dog, man.
I'm okay with that.
Dog, man.
Is a dog?
Man, is a dog.
I mean, compared to this planet, I would rather a dog be in charge. I'm okay with it.
We're on our way, given, like, two more elections.
Yeah, it's true. Probably gonna happen. We're getting real close. But also, there's... Magic is real and confirmed. The afterlife is real and confirmed. Alien life exists, and we can go there. We don't have any of that. If we knew that the afterlife was real, I think that would change everything. I think people would be... It would be kind of nice.
There'd be no use for heaven. We'd be already there.
Yeah.
And then get killed.
Knock, knock, knock.
What else? What else we got?
I like Pillowverse. It's so soft. It's fun because, like, all the military forts are just, like, blanket forts.
Blanket.
Oh, my God. How is this not a comic yet?
Pillow War.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. That sounds like, sounds like we're just stealing from an episode of Community, but, you know.
We're elevating it. Are we, though?
We're putting our own spin on it.
Yeah, exactly. So everybody...
spinning off its axis directly into the sun.
Pre-order Pillow War coming out in September.
Followed by Pillow War Z.
And Merc is desperately looking through comics right now.
Like, oh, he's Weird World.
Yeah. It's
super dangerous, but really fun.
Yeah. Because again, you know what I mean? If it's going to be dangerous, at least make it worth your while.
Totally. So wacky and weird and bringing in all these other weird characters like that.
So it's weird, you say?
It's odd.
But how much of a geographical area is it?
It's pretty small. It's like a floating...
It's not like a world.
It's its own floating world. And it's got a world on the other side of its floating world.
Like a counter world?
Kind of.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
That's so weird.
It's a weird planetoid. All right.
But there's magic, and then there's warriors, and then there's, like, man things. Crystar, the crystal warrior, and that entire cast, they're all there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll take that.
You know what? That's a very good point. Yeah. I mean, you know, it might be dangerous. You might die. But it's quality over quantity. At least you're living.
Get busy living, or get busy dying.
From Weird World.
That's what my pappy always said.
From Weird World.
How is he?
He's dead.
He got busy. Died.
Oh, he's dead.
Oh, he's a dead man.
All right, well, that was all. Just a little talk. All
right.
A little talk.
That was fun.
All right.
That was good. Main topic.
It's like sauna talk.
Sauna talk.
Yeah. Have a schwitz. Talk about what universe you would live in.
Throw some water on the rocks. Then tell me.
Oh, it's so steamy.
Oh, on my eyes. My hair's on fire.
What the f***?
You know where I wouldn't want to live?
Where?
Like the Hellboy universe.
I thought, I looked at that and I was going to say it, but then I was like, but no. It'd be cool to live with Hellboy in that universe, but...
Stuff's really bad, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
People are not having a good time.
No, yeah, you would not last long.
You are going to die for sure. Okay, sorry, but...
You would be a loser in that world, as it were.
And you wouldn't even be, like, a high-ranking loser.
Not even a high... What do you mean by high-ranking loser?
Well, you know, like, a high-ranking loser.
the title, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing that you just said.
Yeah.
And then I said, and then you said.
That explains everything.
Yep.
So we're talking about high-ranking losers. This spawned out of, we always pitch topics to each other. And my topic
pitch. We all pitch and we all catch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pitched.
Nothing weird about that at all.
Wink. Why does everybody hate Aquaman? And then that spun into like a wider view of, I mean, not just
could,
Aquaman.
We could talk about Aquaman.
Oh, we're just going to talk about Aquaman.
It's mostly going to be Aquaman.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to talk about.
Y'all like Aquaman?
Get the fuck out. No.
Burn it down.
Burn. Yeah. Can't burn the ocean.
Ooh. Aquaman, the chicken of the sea.
The idea is, like, maybe some characters that are...
That...
Well-known, but don't get a lot of respect.
Yeah, they're just continually shit on, even though they might actually be pretty decent characters, but...
Yeah.
They have this stigma that kind of goes with them that they're... Doesn't matter what is happening in their comic.
They could have the best book.
And they're still like, oh, but they're still this character.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And they're constantly...
Well, Aquaman.
Derided on.
They did that Aquaman relaunch. I think, like, Geoff Johns or whatever. I don't know if it was at New 52 or just before or something. And there was this whole scene where, like, just, like, he's in public and they're just like, see the guy who, like, talks to fish? And he's like, I don't talk to fish.
That was, like, issue one.
Yeah. He was like.
Very on the nose.
It's to the point where you're reintroducing this character and you open with, I don't talk to fish, like, a defensive thing about Super Friends. And it's just like, that's. Ugh.
Well, you know what? Now that you brought that up, I think that's where it really started.
Yeah.
Not that when you see him appear in the Super Friends cartoon, not that anybody is...
Oh, he's riding a seahorse.
He's riding a seahorse, and he rarely appears, and when he does, he really doesn't do a lot, and just kind of floats around for a while.
Which is, I mean, again, like the talking to fish thing, there's a lot of fish. There's more fish than people, really. Most of the world is water, and there's so, like... that's incredibly useful.
I can't remember. Can he talk to, like, crustaceans as well?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I don't know, but...
Because that seems like a weird... Because there's ones that live on land as well. Can you talk to them? What's the
I'm saying, if he's able to, like, you know, talk to or control or whatever, like, sea life, there's a hell of a lot of sea life.
Well, really.
You are unstoppable.
You're talking, like, 3/4 of the planet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is his dominion.
Yes.
And he's...
And he gets no respect for that.
Like, and he can talk or or control, depending on the comic or whatever.
Well, it's like that TV show where all people
Knight
fight.
Rider?
No. Yes.
Awesome.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's like all people versus all animals. It's terrible.
Is
it's
this
so
like
bad.
A, this is a reality show?
No, it's like a
TV. What?
But like 3 episodes in, they're trying to get away from some lions. And they're like, oh no, they're driving. And the car breaks down, like, oh no, the lions chewed through the something in the engine. It's like, lions can't do that. They could have Aquaman told them to.
That's true.
Get one swordfish.
If it was an Aquaman.
I sort of thought you meant like the lion was driving a Jeep or something.
No, the lions cut the brake line.
if they were sea lions.
Mm-hmm. The lion cut the brake line that runs into the house to get a call. Sea. The lion's calling from inside the house.
Hi.
He's the cowardly lion.
I'm Gary. I'm gonna kill you all.
Well, as
I was trying to make a lion pun.
Yeah.
I'm not lying.
I'm being very truthful.
It's like, Gary, you could have had such a good line there.
Gotta go.
I'm looking stuff up for this. I came across this one guy's blog called The Political Realist. He had, like, one blurb about comics, and the rest was totally about all this other stuff. A lot of political stuff, obviously. One of which was called Women in the Army, and I was like,
oh, okay. Oh, good.
So I clicked it, and I'm like, is this going to be a rabbit hole that I suddenly go down?
Yeah.
And I'll just, he said at one point, and I quote, drill sergeants and females quickly deteriorate into nearly incestuous daddy-daughter relationships. So this is the kind of mentality.
So dude watched G.I. Jane.
Yeah, exactly. But the reason I got directed to his site was he had one article that it was called The World's Most Useless Superheroes. He's number one, Aquaman.
Yeah.
And in there, he's like, Aquaman offers us nothing. That's what he started. Really? Like, yeah. And it became like a, I'm just going to make fun of Aquaman thing. Like, okay, whatever, you're just trying to be funny. But
check, none of his other things seem to have... I got a great 5 minutes on Aquaman.
Yeah.
Check it out.
And then that's where I kind of went off from that to what we were just talking about. Of like, the guy controls 3/4 of the planet and can do all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
also, he's a king.
He's a king, super strength, nearly invulnerable.
Yeah. Like, again, you could be at the bottom of the ocean with no ill effects. That means he's hella strong.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Nobody ever picks on Namor that much.
No, exactly.
And Namor is worse than Aquaman. He can't control fish.
That's true.
And he's got those, fly, though.
He's got those cute little feet.
Yeah.
Oh, also, he's got wings, but I was mostly just talking about his cute little feet.
Yeah. So dainty.
Like, shoes like, must like, be really hard to
like,
buy.
Like Trump hands on your legs.
He's got
Trump hands.
Yeah, that's true. Aquaman, yeah. He's better than Namor.
I like both of those guys.
Yeah.
It's like it's this weird thing that you just and really the big difference is just the look. And a lot of people pick on the orange.
And they've tried to toughen it up over the years. As
remember that blue thing? The blue swirly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, I did see, like, on one of the boards, just on the message boards, like, the responses to one article. Somebody said, if you want to swim fast, why do you wear orange chainmail, Aquaman? And then
Aquaman.
And then somebody who responds called Neocon Aquaman, whatever that means.
Oh, great.
I know. Because I'm the strongest swimmer on the planet, and I look fucking awesome in it. And I was like, I like that response. I like that
question. Well, like, they did, like, kind of, like, shiny scales. It's like a fish.
It's fish scales. It's like a fish. Yeah. It's not chainmail, it's fishes.
Well, fish are very slow. All fish are slow.
Yeah.
What about Martian Manhunter? He's so powerful. He's a detective.
Yeah.
He gets treated like Worf, essentially. Some big monster or whatever villain shows up and he gets taken out to show how strong this thing is. And that has happened countless times.
Because, you know, can't do that to Superman because, you know, Superman.
I'm just going to check this psychic thing's brain. Oh, now I'm in a coma.
Yeah.
Hi, guys, I'm in a coma.
Yeah.
He's not as hated as, like, an Aquaman
thing. He's not hated. It's
but
just
he's,
sort
just,
of,
he's just he's never been properly done. He's always handled really poorly. He is as strong as Superman. Like, he's one of the most powerful characters in the DC universe, easily, but...
He just is afraid of fire.
Yeah. matches!
Yeah.
There's no fire on Mars. It's weird.
Yeah. We'll say, I will enjoy, I guess Supergirl sort of slowly turning into the Martian Manhunter show.
I know!
But he's good in that.
I'm digging that.
He's
When he showed up, I was like, okay, I'm getting into this more.
Yeah.
I was kind of half and half on that show, once he showed up, I perked up a little.
The show's gotten, in the last weeks, it's gotten a lot better.
It's gotten better.
The evil Supergirl episode, I really liked that one. I thought that was solid.
Yeah, it wasn't.
No?
It seemed really tropey. That's, hey, let's have the evil version.
Well, it is,
we need to do the
they
same
thing. They got it out of the way quickly.
Yeah. But I feel like the characters in that show have sort of an emotional honesty that often, you know, they actually sort of like, you know, they have a conflict, they kind of talk about it, and it's like, you have like the Flash where he's like, I'm not going to tell you, like, my girlfriend my secret. Because drama. It's like you told literally everybody else who you are, but you won't tell your girlfriend who you are just for the sake of having contrived drama, and that's it. Where, like, Supergirl would, like, she would just tell people, and it would be like, oh, well, this is still an awkward situation, but...
I just find a lot of all the DC... Yeah. DC TV shows have the same sort of tone overall, like this lighter tone, and they're like, science? Science doesn't matter.
Well, except for Arrow, you're like, but just that thing, show's boring.
Things happen, and you're like, what the...
some science on this.
Yeah. They're like, what are you going to do now? Well, I'm just going to make this. What is that? Well, it just does something. And then throw it at it, and it's fine. And it's like, that wasn't explained at all.
Yeah, you got to give it this. That's accurately comic booky.
It is, but it, like, yeah.
Maybe. Which I'm okay with, you know what I mean?
But that's the thing. It's like, it's a totally different tone, and once you kind of allow yourself to get into it.
The last episode really focused on Martian Manhunter a lot, though, just because that was mentioned. I liked it a lot. Yeah. Like, they handled that character quite well so far.
Yeah. I'm really digging how they're doing that.
And he's always been, like, a favorite of mine. I've always enjoyed him a lot. Me too. It just sort of seems like, you know, he's the character that they leave out of the Justice League for the new 52, and, like, he's, like, yeah, like, he doesn't really get considered as much as, like, the other, you have, like, the big seven, and he's one of the big seven, but he's, like, you know.
He's the smallest.
Yeah, exactly, even when he should not be.
He's the 6.5.
Yeah. I'm gonna make a case for somebody.
Sure.
Dazzler. And I got some puzzled looks back.
No.
But you know what? Dazzler, again, started off as a terrible disco character.
Right.
But she started to become a TV show.
Yeah. And it just, that didn't happen. She was just stuck around. But it was like, it was already like 1980 or 81 or something. And it was like, now's the time to introduce a disco character.
Yeah.
Disco's dying. Let's do it now. So again, like, it's a character who got off to a stupid start because of that reason. But when you think about it, over the years, she's developed a lot of, like, leadership skills. Her power is actually, she converts sound into light beams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a great power.
It's actually potentially
amazing. They've made her a more competent, kind of a leader character over time, and it feels like, it seems like they never know what to do with her. Like, they build her up to a point, it's like, oh, she's great now, and then, you know, then you'll have, like, a disco joke in a comic, and then you set her back to square one.
Right.
She can't escape that her origins, though she could potentially be an amazing character, and she has been at points, she's grown a lot, and then it seems like it always gets set back, like, oh yeah, she's a disco person.
Yeah.
It's like,
She gets reintroduced, and it's like, well, did you forget what you did last year with the character?
Exactly, and it's frustrating, because they've had multiple times where they built her up, and then, and then they forget about her for a few years, and she comes back, set to square one again, being a disco person, or performing, or whatever, and, you know, she's been a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent recently. She's been, she's had a lot of leadership kind of roles in X-Books throughout the years, like, building that up, and it just never seems to stick. And I feel like that character could be really cool. Maybe the name itself is what sets you back to this
character. It's one of those, like, she's a second to third tier character.
Yes.
That's just, like, it's been handled for a little bit, but never the main focus, so then they can't really continue the focus, and, oh, wait, Wolverine's gotta do something now, so... Right. Dazzler, go to Australia for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she was.
When you come back, it's disco time.
She led that that team. It was kind of like Exiles, but I don't think it was an Exiles book.
No. It was
like her and an alternate Nightcrawler
around that era. Like, how recent was this?
This was, I want to say, 5 years ago, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
It didn't last forever.
No.
Surprise.
She's not like a big enough character that anything she's like a highlight of really sticks.
But she was basically leading this team.
Yeah. Because they've done that. Like, they've built her up as, like, a leadership character, and it's like, yeah, okay, that could be really cool. And again, her powers could be really cool if they're used well, but they don't do that very much. Yeah, it's less of a character that, like, maybe always deserves respect, but could very easily if they
It's really they not a bad character, but it's just never fully explored, and so everybody just reverts back to that.
Yeah, that stereotype same kinda, version, you know what I mean? Like that.
But now she looks tough.
Yeah.
Now she's got a tough haircut.
Yeah. She's not overcompensating or nothing.
Nope. I was in a coma.
Yeah. It's Marvel Universe. Who wasn't?
What about War Machine?
Yeah.
He's always seen... He's like a Luigi.
Yes.
I'm here too, guys.
Why isn't he like... Yeah, he should be better. And everything than Tony, as far as, like, actually, like, using the suit and, like, being, like, tactical and actually, like, you know?
And
he
being should be a better. Soldier and...
Yeah.
And, yeah.
There was, a few years ago, a book called Iron Man 2.0, where it was basically, like, he was doing kind of cybercrimey stuff, but it was more almost like a detective book, and it was a neat take on War Machine. Mm. Not, you know, he's not just I'm Iron Man. Also, I have a rocket launcher.
Yeah,
but it was a neat take that I wish they'd sort of stuck with, because right now he's back to basics, and he's like the Scorpion to Iron Man Sub-Zero. He's just I got different colors. Yeah. Check it out. I got different colors.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go out on a limb with one.
Okay. Aquaman.
Aqualad.
Yeah.
Mera. No. Gambit.
Oh.
He is, I don't want to say universally hated, but he's widely hated.
Yeah.
Which is weird because they're like pushing for a movie. Yeah. So it's not that they're not pushing for a movie for Aquaman as well, but.
Yeah. I feel like all hatred towards Gambit stems from people who grew up watching the 90s cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Aquaman-esque in its way.
It's just the That's Super Friends thing.
Like, yeah, because he was just kind of a
when he first came douche. Out, he was actually kind of cool in the comic. I have the comics where he was first introduced, and Storm had been reduced to a child, and was on the streets and runs into him, and he kind of takes her under his wing, and he's a thief, and she was a thief, and it was just like okay, and it's a cool power base. I like his power.
They've done weird things with his powers.
Yeah.
Too. And like, now he can time travel.
That, yeah. Well, I think that's where it comes from. Like, when you have that first basic thing, you have the cartoon thing, which derailed it, and for some people.
Yeah.
And then I think it's also they just didn't know where to go with him. Yeah. So they tried to put too much connections. And you've talked about this many times before, where you try to connect too many things. When it didn't need those connections, like, oh, he connects back to, like, those characters.
Yeah, right. Well, there was, like, the Morlock Massacre, and, like...
Well, there was, like, he was one of the Eternals, or not the Eternals, but whatever the fuck they were called. Where, like, Gideon and all those characters, they were, like, part of all this whole Thieves Guild and all stuff. Yeah. And then, I want to say they were the Eternals.
He's, like, one of those major, like, one of those characters that's it's popular, but they just don't know.
They don't know what to
do with him for, like, at least 10 years. Yeah. Like, they made him, like, a Horseman of Apocalypse because they didn't have anything else to do with him. And they just, like, he just vanishes for a while and then comes back. Being, like, kind of the same dirtbaggy dude he was in the first place, I feel like he hasn't really developed much at all.
And well, that's the thing. It was like, you had potential at the start, and then you just let it drop. And then you're like, we can do this now. Oh, well, that didn't work.
That's the thing. They, you know, you create new characters, and you've only got space for so much.
Yeah.
You know, like, when's the last time someone wrote really something cool about armor? Probably been a little while, because...
Armor?
They, you know, Wolverine has moved on to, you know, several... small girls since then.
Yeah.
That's not me. That's Marvel. That's not my fault.
I'm weirdly okay with him being dead now.
I had written down Cyclops.
Okay.
Yeah.
As one that's... Well, He's not quite like the Aquaman level of just being...
They won't stop shitting on him.
Yeah.
Since... Well, again, the cartoon, right? Because he was like just a complete stick in the mud. And I guess that's sort of... Like, he sort of has been that in the comics, but he's more nuanced than that. In the comics, they had more...
Well, you have more time to develop it. Yeah. More ability.
You could in a cartoon, but, I mean, the characters were pretty one-note stereotypes, and that was pretty much it. And then you had the movies, where he was just, like...
I'm an Australian berserker.
But, like...
Snickety-snickety.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, like, Cyclops in the movies...
I've played Knifey-Snickety before.
Sorry. Cyclops in the movies was not even really a character. He was just like a stern...
Punching bag?
A stern, preppy punching bag that, like, Wolverine got to tell to go fuck himself, and, like, it, that was it.
He either cried or died.
Yeah. Cried or died, or both.
Yeah.
So, that didn't help either. It, like, he's got plenty of history. He's an interesting character in his own right, but you very... I don't know. And especially in more recent years, he just is the dick. Like, that's it. He's a dick who just gets shit on all the time.
But how people perceive him, in terms of, like, Aquaman, they look at him and go, he's a fucking idiot. Whether he is or not, and how he's handled in the comics is almost irrelevant. Whereas Cyclops, he's been handled poorly in the comics back and forth, and yes, and just shit on. But how do you think he's viewed? Do you think he's viewed as a douchebag? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, hugely. The people who like him, the people who get the character and like the character like him, but I mean, I don't know, I think in general he's just looked at as like the stuffy teacher's pet who ruins Wolverine's fun. That's kind of what he's been for a long time in the public consciousness.
Turn down that rock and roll.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody likes that guy.
Oh no, my glasses.
You broke my glasses. Everybody's dead.
I can't see a thing without my glasses. Well, I can, but it's all murder. Not murder without my glasses. I'm Cyclops.
But I have two eyes.
Yeah.
I'm Cyclops. Yeah.
Oh, the better to murder you with.
Wink! And it's just death. Did you see they had the picture of the new movie?
Get that kid a visor.
There was one picture where he had a proper visor.
Okay.
It was just like, it might be like their costumes at the end of the movie or something. And he had like the strap, like the cartoon. Kind of.
Oh, really?
Which is the worst costume. Sorry, Jim Lee, but that's not a good costume.
No, I think the worst Cyclops costume is probably the X-Factor one.
Oh, just like the plain X-Factor one?
Well,
like
the blue with the white?
Yeah, I really dislike that one.
I liked that one. I don't know why.
It's like something about that and also it missing the top of the cowl, which wasn't all the time, but when it was, it just seemed like oddly spaced with the proportions of the costume.
Yeah, it's not the best costume, but I have...
But I'm trying to think of a great Cyclops costume. I loved when that
book came out, so it's... What?
Sorry? Like, what's a great Cyclops costume?
The jacket.
I know you're partial to the
leather jacket.
I love the X visor one.
Yeah, the X visor is genius. Like, how did they not do that before that? Yeah. It's crazy. I love the new X. Again, the leather jacket, new X Men is my favorite easily. Like, I think it would be
really.
Yes,
I was joking. Really, I didn't think
he owns that. What about you? What's your favorite? I think he's lying. One of the original ones. Well, not the original, but like the
just the blue.
The blue with the yellow panties.
The tight panties. Yeah, that's classic to me.
Yeah.
I would agree with the new with the X. Like that when that came out, I'm like, oh my god, you finally nailed something for him. Like the rest of them all was like a variation around the same thing and just it's not quite hitting.
Yeah. He's had some extremely bad ones. Yeah.
Yes. And again, nothing that, like, you have a lot of characters where, like, they have that one iconic look that's just, like, perfect. And it's just, like, he just, I don't know, I don't think he really had one. Like, he had one that was classic in the sense that
it's existed in the 80s. It's no fish scales, but it's no chainmail.
What about when he was captured by Magneto and he had that weird thing with, like, an octopus on it? You remember what I'm talking about? He had, like, some weird octopus shirts.
I don't remember that.
He was, like, captured by Magneto with, like, he was with, I think her name was, like, Lee Forrester, who was, like, a pilot or a boat captain or something.
We are looking it up.
Or a boat captain.
Or something. It was after Jean died.
Madeline Pryor?
They were taken in by Magneto, and he gave them new clothes, and for some reason gave him this weird octopus shirt.
Jim Lee one where he's got the cross thing, right? Looks like he's wearing granny panties. Like, they're really high.
They are high.
And he's got, like, the thigh pouches.
Yeah.
Because everyone had to have those in the 90s. Oh, yeah, literally that's everyone.
Keeps his weed.
This is good that we're doing a visual thing for an audio podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's our thing.
So we do. Oh, yeah, the Age of Apocalypse.
Age of Apocalypse.
That was big hair
and actual...
Cyclops.
Actual Cyclops.
Yeah. But, again, the new movie where it's like he just has, like, sunglasses on. I'm just like, it's called Cyclops for exactly one reason. It's because he got a visor. It's the only reason. There it is right there. That's the clothes that Magneto gave him when he, like, didn't have any clothes. He, like, didn't have clothes for some reason. It's like, here's some clothes. I just this rad octopus.
Some lady was over last night and she left her clothes. Yeah. So you get to put these on.
Some red pants, some pirate boots, and an octopus tunic. Because why wouldn't you have that in your closet?
He had it and he wanted to make fun of him, basically.
Yeah. It's like,
No, this is really
put this on. Put it on!
But he has like one drawer in his place that's just labeled like if Cyclops shows up with no clothes, this fucker's getting it. I like how High Ranking Losers just turned into talking about terrible Cyclops costumes.
Okay, well, what about Hank Pym?
Yeah.
He was like he's always arguably been up top, I guess. Like one of the high guys.
High tier characters.
Yeah.
Well, he's one of the founding members of the Avengers.
Yeah.
He's one of the... I mean, there's a lot of super scientists in that universe, but he's one of them.
Yeah. He sure is. At what point did he start to suck? Was it the whole Yellow Jacket split personality thing?
Well, there was no coming back from that.
Nobody has ever forgiven him for beating up Janet.
No.
And which I get, but at the same time...
Why would you do that?
And at the same time, I get it, but at the same time, the character has to continue. You gotta progress it along. Okay, you know what? Get to the point. Like, I don't even know what they've done. Like, with
right now, he's Ultron. Ultron.
He's... Oh, didn't he disappear with Ultron? Like...
Yeah, he... There was, like, an old Ultron that crashed on Titan, and...
Right.
Messed...
That was that weird one-shot thing.
But now he's, like, he... Last I read, he was, like, out in space. He's wearing a suit that's an Ultron. He merged with it, but now that's sort of been rewritten where it's just, like, an outfit that he's wearing. Hmm. So it's almost like a symbiote thing.
Oh.
It's weird, though.
What
so, like,
book is that in?
I could like not tell
Avengers,
you.
Avengers, probably, or...
I imagine. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he's just, like, that's his superhero name because he needed another one.
Yeah.
He's just Ultron.
He's Ultron.
He's a weird beard.
When I started reading comics, he was Yellow Jacket at the time.
Yeah.
Right.
And that, a lot of people shit on that costume and just hate that. I loved that costume.
That was fine. It was good.
I loved that character. But then it was, I never read those issues where that whole conflict happened.
Right.
Yeah.
It was just. All of a sudden, it became from that, then it became West Coast Avengers, where it was red jumpsuited.
Right, I just got...
Whereas I got everything in my pockets.
I got full pockets. Yeah. they call me Pockets Pym.
I got a shark in my pockets, and I got this, I got a chainsaw. You just pull whatever.
Yeah.
And the private parts.
Yeah, they're huge.
No, it gets bigger, I swear.
It's funny, again, he's the character who created the concept, the growth, stuff like that, and he's become utterly sidelined by, every other character who's used his gimmick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since then, so it's just, that sucks.
Yeah.
That he's, sucks,
he's
Pig.
Yeah. Pretty complex.
Sorry to hear that, man.
I mean, I'd rather read about Scott Lang, personally, but, it's still, he just, it's just one of those things. Like, that one moment became such a well-known thing that's it for you, Hank. Peter Parker did it, too. Everyone's forgotten about that. He backhanded Mary Jane.
It's a weird time.
It was a... Yeah, fuck the 90s.
Moment of zero. 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 Moment of zero. Zero. Zero.
For this week, we are going to do another Legion of Baldos. League of Baldos?
League of Baldos? I think
it's League of Baldos.
All right.
League. Or is it Legion?
It's League.
One of them.
Well, this is the evil one. It's the Legion of Baldos.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, because we're talking about Metamorpho.
Hey!
I like Metamorpho.
Old Rex.
Old Rex Mason.
Old Rex.
Because he chooses to look that way. He could really kind of... Like, he could have, a salt comb over. He could do that. He's salt and pepper.
He could get assaulted.
Oh. But, this is a guy who, he could have whatever he wants up there. And he chooses, this is the way God made me. And then a bunch of chemicals
and
made me.
And then chemicals made me.
This is the way chemicals made me. He prays to chemicals every night. Don't we all in this modern society?
So deep.
Anyone wants more Batman cereal?
It's giving me a headache.
He's, what can we say about Metamorpho? He's wonderful. He passed on, the Justice League was like, hey, come join us. He's like, nah, I'm good. And then later, Batman was like, hey, come join this other team. He's like, all right, I'll do another team.
Outsider sounds way cooler than the Justice League.
He turns them down.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I absolutely respect that. He had that run, it was the Wednesday Comics run or something with Mike Allred.
Mike Allred and Neil Gaiman.
Beautiful. Amazing.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I never read that.
It was a 12
Although
issue.
I don't like Mike Allred.
Neither do I, but I feel like with Neil Gaiman and doing Metamorpho, it might work.
Metamorpho was a good place for him.
Ash, speaking of Neil Gaiman and Metamorpho, he did, during his Sandman run, he had one issue, which is one of my favorite Sandman issues, where it's he's following Death, like the sister of Sandman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's, I can't remember the full storyline, but it's basically, it looks like a female Metamorpho.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've read that one.
Yeah, and it's, and it is
she one of those. She showed up in Flashpoint.
Did she?
Like, very similar, if not actually.
Really? She dies in this this issue, but it's one of those standalone single issues that it was like this female character that is totally the same as Metamorpho, like you create all these things, and would kind of basically just wanted to die because she couldn't mentally handle what was going on.
Wasn't she sort of like wore a mask or like she was covering how she really looked and stuff like that, and
And in the end, she just she found joy, but died. Like, and just kind of went on, and Death let her go on because she couldn't die. Like, you can't.
I gotta read this goddamn Sandman.
Oh, I really gotta do it. So good. So it's this weird. Like, they always have these one little weird ones.
Every I'll read that while. If you read Preacher.
Oh, I totally want to read Preacher.
All right, fine.
Yeah,
let's fight.
Do it. But yeah, Metamorpho, the character. I picked up the entire run of the first time I ever went to Toronto Fan Expo, I picked up the entire run of Batman and the Outsiders.
Oh, oh man.
Like, the full, like, single issues. I will take this home. I'm like, why did I pick up this in Toronto and then I have to get on a plane? And I picked up that and I picked up the...
A brick. Just several bricks.
Yeah. Can I get 4 cinder blocks, please? And just put them in my bag.
Oh, they don't make these ones in our plate. Like,
these are special. These are Toronto cinder blocks.
Ooh, they're fancy.
Yeah. Queen Street blocks. that run of that series is super good. I just, and that character is just is one of those weirdly underused ones. Yeah. I've rarely read her or read him in other series, so it's hard to say.
I would say he's a bit of a high-ranking loser.
Oh. I don't know if he's too much shit on in terms of like
likability. He's underused.
Underused, yeah.
But he's goofy too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, look at the costume, look at the character origin, and it's very much a product of its time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think it's charming. And I would like to see more Metamorpho. I'd like to see Metamorpho. Mm. Bye.
Well, that was Bri. He's off the show forever.
I wonder if when Metamorpho farts, he like kills everybody in a one block square radius.
He probably does.
Yeah, he turns everyone into a pillar of salt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Use it for a sweet comb over. The dandruff? No, it's made of it. It's made of dandruff.
Yes. Good.
Jesus. No, his name was Carl. I just picked up his pieces.
He's a salty dog. Would you like to be his candy man?
Bye.
I'm also off the show.
Well, then we better wrap it up.
I think we should.
All right, I am Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM. Books, shirts, posters.
Toasters?
Toaster posters.
Do you make coasters?
I do.
Really?
Coaster poster toasters. Posters.
You go, sir.
Yes. You can find me at Merc on Facebook, or, of course, Zero Issues Comic Podcast on Facebook.
I'm Kyle. You can check my stuff out anywhere where you do your social media at the Kyle Lees. Except no substitute. You know what? Like, I'm not your mom. I'm not going to tell you if you should or shouldn't accept a substitute. If you want to accept a substitute, that is your God-given right. And now, Bri.
Am I a substitute? Oh, no.
Only if you say that you're me.
I do.
You're sweet frequently. Mom.
Applying for credit cards.
Oh, no. You're getting so many free baseball hats.
I know. Oh, man. But I gotta go to Toronto, and I don't have the credit card yet, so I pay for that.
Look, if you're doing that, just get me a couple cinder blocks.
I will.
That's all I ask.
I'll bring them back in my carry-on luggage. I'm pretty sure they'll be cool with that.
Yes.
So you can find me at welcometohereafter.com, where I do my comic, which is called Welcome to Hereafter. Surprise. I'm also on pretty much everything on social media. My name is BryKotyk. So if you want to check me out, you're free to do that. Also, please, if you wouldn't mind, subscribe, give us a good rating on iTunes, Zero Issues. It really helps us out. If you like the show, it helps more people find the show. We'd really appreciate that.
If you want us to do an all Skeletor episode,
just let us know.
We're prepared.
I would love to do that. I wasn't joking.
Well, I'm not kidding at all.
I am totally not kidding.
He has like a Skeletor soundboard. Like, he actually does.
A big thanks, of course, to Ocean City Defender.
Absolutely.
He and Merck put together the music for the show, and it's great, and, you know, it really is, especially in the new format, splitting up every segment, it's fantastic. So, Ocean City Defender's great, he has amazing music, so check him out online.
He's got a couple albums, check him out, yep.
He too is on iTunes, we're all iTunes friends.
Yep.
Is what's up.
Come visit us all on iTunes, and on Facebook, and
some other, you know, thing owned by billionaires that aren't us.
We'll all be friends there, though.
Yeah.
La 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 la.
La la la.
All right. Are we out?
Merck started checking Facebook halfway through the shit. So it's like, okay, well, cool.
All right.